Good people, stay and hark a while, and listen to my ditty. A story here I will relate, was done in London City, of man and wife who did contend, and had up various speeches. But mark what fell out in the end, they soon fought for the breeches. One night the man was full of wine, that he began to hoster, and sadly he his wife reviled, which cruelly did vex her. Now she began to be afraid, lest there should be a bawling, but as it seems she's not dismayed, for down she knocked him sprawling. At this he swore and vowed revenge, ere that he was much older, whereat she kicked him out of doors, and then did act the scolder, at which he made a hideous cry, as if they had been killing, and up he got immediately, but could not stand for reeling. Oh, then, quoth he, she's devilish cursed, and in it takes a pride, sir, and I must stand with cap in hand, or else she'll tan my hide, sir. And that which plagues me worse than this, I'm forced to make the fire, and if I do the least amiss, a cudgel pays my hire. Now the neighbors thronging came, and said they did not flatter, but very much they did him blame, and cried it was no matter. Quoth he, I now the horns have won, I ne'er was so abused, assuredly I'm quite undone, the devil was ne'er so used. Forthwith to bed he then did go, where presently he dreamed that he had found a heap of gold, for so to him it seemed. But for to mark the place he would, and forthwith he did crack, sir. And when he rise to seek his gold, a lord there was a lack, sir. Now this did make him fret and moan, 'cause he was so deceived. Straightway he bounced about the room, seeing himself betrieved. And down he ran unto his wife, and foully fell upon her. He swore that he would end her life, if that she strove much longer. But his courage soon was cooled, for she trumped him roundly, and she did make the table walk about his bones most soundly. At last he on his knees did fall, and granted her the better, and if she would forgive him all, he'd ever be her debtor. Now, young men all, both great and small, take heed how that you marry, for women are deceitful ones, and apt for to miscarry. If once they do the victor win, they'll play with you the devil. Therefore, in time be sure begin, for to prevent that evil.